This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely great idea. I thought we would talk a little bit about paranoia. We actually put it up on the website yesterday, and I kind of knew that I would be talking about privacy, which is about paranoia. There's also a movie coming out that's based on a Stephen King novella called The Cell with John Cusack, where supposedly a signal is sent to everybody's cell phone. Anybody who was on the phone at the time, it blows out their little brains and turns them violent and then turns them into zombies. Not vampire zombies, but emotional zombies. I mean, my favorite line from that movie is, "The internet is the devil's intercom." That was a great line. And you know, clearly we are so dependent on it. And it always amuses me when I'm on the train to hear the announcement that says, do not keep your electronics in sight. And everybody's there using their phone. I mean, there's everybody. And you can't walk down the street anymore because everybody's on their phone and texting, and nobody pays any attention to where they're walking. It's changed the world. And I got in this, interestingly enough, the same night that the day before I saw Privacy, I was having a discussion with somebody who lives in L.A. And, of course, you know, L.A. is such a different world. And we're talking about, he said, what's the difference in dating now than before? And I said, the internet. I mean, that I've seen people on dates with each other talking on their cell phones to other people. I mean, what does that mean? That there's a complete lack of intimacy. And we're so used to it that even on a date, people are on their phones. And he said, oh, no. And then I saw Privacy, which basically, and I sent him an email saying, you should go see this play because it actually confirms exactly what I said. If it hadn't, I probably wouldn't have sent him to it. Yeah, I would have. All righty. So, but I think before we go to the issue of paranoia, there are a couple more stories about what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it. I think the guy who won $3 million on a scratch-off, which, what, a scratch-off costs a buck? Now, who knows how many lottery tickets he'd actually bought. But, and then decided, well, a good return on investment would be investing in crystal meth. Great idea. All right. This is one of those that, it really sort of strains credulity, but nevertheless, a woman in Florida speaks no Spanish, is suing her employer for discrimination after the school rejected her for a job that required teaching an hour of Spanish per day. She's actually suing the school board, claiming that her race, white, prevented her from getting the job. How about her intelligence, dumb?
Yeah, really.
Prevented her. She was denied the job because of her race and national origin as a non-Hispanic individual who was not fluent in native Spanish speaker. How about you learn Spanish? He said the school could have given her the position and had another instructor teach the Spanish component. Non-Spanish speakers are in the minority, where census data shows that about two-thirds of the area's population are Latino or Hispanic. Denying her because she does not speak Spanish amounts to employment discrimination on the basis of race and national origin. Oh, please. hopefully this will follow her for a long time. And I would dismiss that as a frivolous lawsuit if I were the judge. But that's because I get kind of upset about somebody pulling something like that. Because discrimination is a real issue, but not in this particular case. Okay, this is the second, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? A man who's charged in the turtle's death claims self-defense. You know, those ninja turtles are just, you know, scary things. He beat a turtle to death with a hammer. He was recorded by a witness hitting the turtle with a hammer. Why? Several people had initially... I mean, that's really disgusting to watch.
Why?
Well, it was he was self-defense. He thought it was a large fish, which, of course, a large fish will certainly suggest a threat to life and limb.
Oh,
they did not at any point see him try to help remove the fishing hook or cut the fishing line to free the turtle. Somebody who was with him said he was trying to help the turtle. Yeah, we helped somebody by bashing their head in with a hammer. A tip was submitted to the game warden's office identifying him. He arrived in juvenile detention facility and told the deputies he wanted to confess to killing the turtle. His friend was fishing, hooked the turtle. He claimed the turtle was lunging at him and tried to bite him multiple times. Told police he killed the turtle in self-defense and to try and get his hook back and drag the turtle under the bridge to get away from the onlookers who'd witnessed it.
What an idiot.
His friend confirmed that they were fishing at the time. The turtles were being a nuisance that day because they kept scaring away the fish. He's been charged with felony cruelty to non-livestock animals, and the affidavit says bond on the charge has been set at $5,000. I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? We did the Pokemon story. That Pokemon Go is going to be in the news, I'm afraid, for a very long time because people keep doing incredibly stupid things. Although this one, I don't know how to feel about this one. A gunman gets shot by Pokemon Go player he tries to rob. All right, so I just saw a movie which will be out. I don't know if it's going to be out because it's got a great cast, but it's not getting a whole lot of publicity. It's called Hell or High Water, and it stars Chris Pine, who's obviously having a great career as Captain James T. Kirk. Jeff Bridges, who just gets better with age. I mean, he's wonderful in this movie. And Ben Foster, who's not as well known, but a terrific actor. And the idea is that they're living in the panhandle in Texas, by Oklahoma. And they put together a bunch of bank robberies. I'm not going to tell you much more about it than that. But at one point... They're robbing a bank, and they get everybody on the floor, and everybody pulls guns on them. I started laughing, and I said, "Welcome to Texas, where you can now everybody's got a gun." All right, what can I tell you? All righty, 855-993-7569. Now, in theory, there's this statement that says, "What's just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you," right? That's the famous kind of quote. Paranoia, by definition, is an unrealistic fear. I'm not sure that being afraid of the government is an unrealistic fear anymore. As I said, when you went to movies, 20 years ago, the bad guys were the Russians. Then if you went to the movies, 15 years ago, the bad guys were China and North Korea. Then if you went to the movies 10 years ago, the bad guys were basically from the Middle East. Now if you go to the movies, and I suppose 5 years ago, the bad guys were terrorists. Now if you go to the movies, the bad guy are us, the government, right? The banks, yeah. The corporations, whether you're talking about movies or theater. So we've now decided that we don't trust our government. And whether we ever should have trusted our government is a whole different issue. But the level of distrust is at an all-time high. We did the story, we did the question about maybe 6 months ago that says, do you trust anybody in government? And the answer was essentially no. But if there was any trust in government, it's at local government. If you know the people and they live close to you, that there's more of a likelihood that you'll trust them. Or at least you don't accuse them of nefarious deeds, as opposed to the farther they are away, the more likely you are to distrust them. So the federal government is considered pretty untrustworthy, which, as I said, was the theme of at least two of the, of not all three of the movies, or of the plays that I reviewed. And tomorrow when I review movies, you'll see it comes up again. So the question is, what makes you paranoid and why? Manny, you're going to have an answer for this too when we come back, right? He knew I was going to ask that. He doesn't trust me at all. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea. 855-993-7569. Okay, so here's the question. What makes you paranoid and why? And, of course, as always, being specific is a very good idea. So, Manny, What makes you paranoid?
I think a lot of the events in the last few weeks have made me pretty paranoid.
Be specific. What events?
Police shootings and the shootings of police. It's made me very paranoid because it makes me fearful of the path that we're headed down as a society.
Does it make you... Go ahead.
We're very divided, and it's scary. It's really scary.
All right, let me ask you the question. Are you feeling personally under more threat than you have been as an African American man?
I think so. Yeah, much more. I mean, it's hitting closer to home, much more than I can ever remember.
Do you know any police officers? Or do you have any friends or cops?
Sure. Yeah, my sister actually works for the police department. She's not a cop, but she works for the Metropolitan Police Department here in the Twin Cities.
What does she do?
She's like the she's like one
dispatcher.
Of the assistants. No, she's like one of the assistants for the chief of the Metropolitan Police.
Have you talked with her about it?
Oh yeah, we've had lots of conversations about it. She doesn't like to speak on it. On things publicly because of, you know,
sure,
of her work.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a scary thing. It's just, I mean, beyond the shootings themselves, I mean, it's just the relationships, I think, from between law enforcement and civilians, people it's scary because it's not good right now.
Do you think it's different than it's been in the past, or just an acknowledgement of what it is?
I don't know. It's hard to say because, you know, I think about, you know, things like the Rodney King thing and the Watts riots and,
yeah,
and all that. I mean, I was a kid when the Rodney King thing happened. I think that was 91. So I was 7 years old when that happened. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't as aware of these type of issues at that time, because I was just a kid. So I don't know if it's really, I don't know how different it is now compared to 25 years ago. I know it's certainly different than, you know, 50 years ago during the civil rights movement, but it's still a scary thing. And I hope to God that things can get better, but I just wonder if they will.
Have you talked to any of the police that either you know or your sister knows?
Yeah, I think she's had conversations with them about it, and it's a tough thing to it's a very gray area, because I know there are a lot of cops that don't condone the behavior of some of the cops that have been committing these things, but you know it's a tough conversation, I think, for a lot of them to really have.
Well, and it does seem to me that one of the positive things that's happening is that historically there has been that the blue wall of silence, that
yeah,
police officers never talked about other police officers. They never, because it was too dangerous a job, you had to feel that you had complete loyalty, that somebody had your back. And I think that more and more police officers are sort of feeling like, we need to differentiate the good cops from the bad cops. I mean, it's true of any profession. It's true of medicine. It's true of the clergy. I mean, certainly the Catholic Church has a long and unpleasant history of turning a blind eye to abuses. Psychology does. Medicine does. There's probably not a group that doesn't have a group. But most of them are not armed.
Right.
So it's an interesting time in American history. But as you can hear from things in history, I mean, there were race riots 100 years ago.
Right, yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose in some ways that's vaguely reassuring. On some level, it's the most depressing part of the whole thing. Because it's happening again.
Right.
So.
Or it's almost like in some ways, it almost feels like it's never really stopped.
Yeah, and that may be true.
It's just sort of...
We haven't noticed it as much.
Yeah, you haven't noticed it as much until the last, you know, last...
Well, but that also sort of begs the question of whether there's more of it, or we're just more aware of it because of social media, because
right,
of cameras on cops, of everybody's
right,
cell phone is a phone,
yeah,
or is a camera. So it's hard to know. It's like I have this discussion about autism with people of saying that it's probably a combination of there is an increase in incidence probably environmentally, but there's also a changing definition and an increasing awareness. And those things, it's very hard to tease out one from the other.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you're saying that that racial, is it racial relations in general, or is it just with the cops, or what?
I think in general, really. I mean, it's because I think it everything that's gone on in the last couple of weeks has sort of spread out beyond, the conversations have spread out beyond just law enforcement versus civilians. I mean, it's become just a very, very much of just race relations in general type of thing.
And I'm not sure that's a bad thing. I mean, because it seems to me that focusing on one issue, it's kind of like it's the whack-a-mole kind of thing.
Yeah,
you focus on one and let something else go, that it just is going to resurface someplace else.
Right.
All right, so my sort of current joke, which is not a very funny joke, is that half the world is paranoid about the internet, and the other half uses password as their password, which is actually true statistically. And my thing, although this thing this weekend of privacy at the public was really a revelation, because I mean, I use my cell phone, as I think more and more people do not have landlines anymore. Because there's no need for it unless you actually want to make a private phone call. And I'm not even sure that a landline is all that safe either. But they had you during the course of the program that you would open up your phone and you would go to, I don't even remember what it was. I probably should have, because then I could have everybody do it. But I went to a family reunion in Denver a couple of weeks ago. And not only did it have that my cell phone had that I was there, who I called, where I went, what locations I was at. And this wasn't even something that you have to get a court order from the phone company. This is on my phone, which means that anybody could access it in theory. And I'm not even talking about being hacked, which is a whole different issue, and my accounts and whatever, that kind of thing. So I'll tell you one of the reasons that I'm not perhaps as paranoid as maybe I should be. When we return, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257.
That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Or we're talking about paranoia and what makes you paranoid. And Manny is saying, as an African-American male, that he's feeling a little less safe in the world, that he's feeling a little less comfortable about police. And basically, the world is feeling a little scarier than it did before. And I said that that having seen the stage play Privacy at the Public, that I'm feeling a little less safe about my cell phone. But I'll tell you why I'm a little less paranoid than you might expect me to be. And part of it is, having worked on a classified part of the space program and understanding during the time I was working on it that they had satellites in the sky that could read the license plate in Moscow on you know, from the sky. So it was enormously high resolution. And the reason, and I was working on the program, remember when I said in the movies that the bad guys were the Russians? Well, it was during that time. And the reason that I'm not any more paranoid than I am is because the issue was not gathering of data. The issue was retrieval of data, that people had to be able to somehow sort through all of that data that was being collected. I know that there's still storerooms with it that no one's ever looked at it. And with everybody having a cell phone these days, I mean, there are countries in which people, there are more cell phones by a factor of 10 than toilets. So with everybody having a cell phone, there's no question that that data exists. The question is, who's looking at it? And you could say, well, there are programs now. There are voice recognition programs. There are word recognition programs. There are all sorts of things. And the real threat may not be the government. It may be that that information is available to all sorts of people that are selling you things or that may not have your best interests at heart. So, but the issue for me is not so much that it exists because, I mean, I knew it exists. I don't think I understood the extent to which it existed. But the question is, who's looking at it? Who has time to look at it? Who, you know, who's going to be on the watch list? So what's the deal here? All right, so let's see what other people are paranoid about and assume that it's not the same thing over and over again. All righty, 855-993-7569. Carson, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, I was just listening to your show, and have you ever noticed with when you're with some people, your Facebook will ask you to add them as friends without anything that you do?
No. You mean that they know that they're selfless, that you're saying that Facebook actually is tuning into the fact that you're sitting next to somebody and they can tune into their cell phone and say, why don't you add them?
Yeah, they'll ask you, do you know this person? And I was at just a guest, and I happened to notice that I had, you know, hey, do you know this person? And I just happened to be with them that the weekend prior.
And you don't think that was coincidental? You think that was actually data retrieval?
I think so. I mean,
wow.
Cell phones. I mean, why? It was never like that before. You never got on your computer and it asked you.
I don't know. It's certainly one of the reasons I don't have a Facebook account except for the program, and never will. I want people to know. If I want someone to know something about me, I will tell them. And the idea that people I don't know finding out all sorts of details or where I'm eating or who I'm eating with or, you know, what restaurants I went to when I was in Denver, I mean, I find threatening, not fun. So, but you're saying that you think that there's something actually, something a little scarier than that is that somehow Facebook was able to sort through the information and pick up the fact that somebody's cell phone was you were sitting next to somebody and they could pick up who they were by their cell phone?
Yeah, just Facebook, you know, somehow recognizes that you just talked to this person.
Wow. That would be really scary.
Yeah, it's happened to several people because once I saw it, I just kind of started checking around with all my friends.
Did they say that they'd had the same experience?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they just happen to have an encounter with that person for, you know, I'm assuming it's a lengthy period of time, you know.
How long was it between the time that you actually were with that person and it showed up asking if you wanted to make them your friend?
About 2 days or so.
Well, there is another explanation, is that you may have had people in common. Because I'm always getting requests that say, you know, this person wants to be your friend or you know all these people in common. So there is that other possibility. I don't know.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you have that person's cell phone saved under your, or if you have that person's cell phone number,
as a contact,
sometimes your Facebook account, especially if you have the Facebook app on your phone, it can link to your contacts. And if you're not Facebook friends with someone, but they're on your contact list,
they'll ask you,
well, hey, do you know this person? Because their cell phone is linked to their Facebook account and that sort of thing.
So right, but you're saying that would be, that maybe, Carson, does that make you a little less paranoid? That it may be that this person was a contact on your phone?
I guess that, Jim may explain it, but even though these cell phones are so capable of so much, you know, it wouldn't surprise that they're listening while they're in your pocket.
Well, you know, the police could triangulate where you are. I mean, that was the extraordinary thing about when at the play, as I said, you're encouraged not only to charge your phone, but to keep it on. In fact, it's a requirement. They actually had this little thing about showing you, you know, in the seat pocket, instead of saying turn off your phone, it says turn on your phone, and it shows you how to do it. But they clearly triangulated where I was in Denver, what restaurants I was at, the library that I went to. So, I mean, and that's, you know, I didn't put any of that information any place. I didn't put that information any place. It was strictly from somebody triangulating, not somebody, something triangulating where my phone was at any particular time.
I remember.
I mean, it's really spooky. I remember being at a conference like 25 years ago, and they said, you know, we're going to have the technology that's going to exist very soon where you'll know where your boss is. And I remember raising my hand at that conference and saying, has it occurred to you, and everybody's applauding wildly, and I said, has it ever occurred to you if your phone can tell you where your boss is, your boss's phone can tell him where you or her where you are? And it hadn't occurred to anybody. They're saying, oh, this is great. I'll know where my boss is so I can come into work late. And I'm thinking, are you out of your mind? If it goes one direction, it goes the other direction as well.
Have you ever seen the movie Enemy of the State?
Who's in it? Tell me.
With Will Smith and Gene Hackman, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was told when that movie came out that that technology in that movie was 10 years plus old.
And I believe that.
Them and trying to, like you're saying, just blows me away.
Yeah, this is a corrupt National Security Agency official, Tom Reynolds, who's played by John Voight, has a congressman assassinated to assure the passage of expansive new surveillance legislation. When a videotape of the murder ends up in the hands of Robert Clayton Dean, Will Smith, a labor lawyer and dedicated family man. This was made in 1998, which is 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now imagine what they have now.
Well, as I said, the movie Cell, based on a Stephen King novella, suggests that they send a pulse to everybody's. You're at an airport with John Cusack, and he needs to charge his phone, which is the only reason he's not on it. And they send a pulse, and all these people sort of have huge headaches and then become violent. And the idea being that they can, that because all of us are on our cell phones so often, they essentially can control our behavior and essentially our minds. I mean, it's a very, very, I mean, and clearly the technology does exist. And as you point out, if this was something that was almost 20 years ago, and the movie, if it was out in 1998, it meant it was meant at least a year or two before that, because it takes about a year to release most movies. So it's 20 years ago, and the technology has gotten far more sophisticated. Okay, welcome to Paranoid Central. I'm this person things. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, nobody that I know of is monitoring your phone calls today, so you don't have to worry about calling the program. That should help your paranoia, don't you think?
Just a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why I said that. It was kind of stupid, wasn't it? Okay, now, as far as I know, there's only been one time where somebody called, the police department called me up and wanted to get the information from a caller, and I said, fortunately, it didn't actually present a moral dilemma because I didn't have the information. So there we go. But, I mean, you guys are allowed to be anonymous here. I'm not sure that the confidentiality between therapist and client works here. But, luckily I don't have the information, so I don't have to worry about it. Alrighty. So speaking of paranoia, don't be paranoid about this. We got your back. Alright, so let's talk about what other people are paranoid about. Hopefully. Well, everybody's a little bit more paranoid after hearing the program today. There you go.
I'll start with Mike, and he just says, why? What have you heard?
Well done. There you go.
Boyd says, sugar. I've been mostly off sugar for 2 months, and I'm feeling calmer. I'm reducing my cancer risks at the same time.
I'm not sure that sugar causes cancer. I think that as in the Caribbean, sugar is referred to as the poor man's heroin. So, and there's no question in my mind. I know there are all these studies that say, oh, sugar doesn't really affect you. Trust me, sugar affects me. I'm a two-year-old, and if I've had too much sugar, I am hyper. So does caffeine. So the combination, like chocolate, which is a combination of the two, bad idea. But I don't know that sugar causes cancer. But that's a good paranoia. That one's good.
Genevieve says, your mind is working at its best when you're being paranoid. You explore every avenue and possibility of your situation at high speed with total clarity.
You're so cute. Other than if we put panic into the model, which means, and almost by definition, paranoia is a distortion. So it may make you think very quickly. It may give you an adrenaline rush. But can you differentiate between what's real and what's not real when you're in a highly adrenalized state? Which is the issue, to be quite honest, that we've come almost full circle with cops, right? Because almost by definition, a cop is paranoid, right? Assume it's us versus them, that anybody you stop is going to have a gun, that they're all out to get you. And so if you have that combination of heightened sensibility, a sense that it's us versus them, that it's going to be a distortion of reality, and you're going to have a very hard time differentiating between fantasy and reality, and the sense is heightened by if you make a mistake. Who was telling me about shoot, don't shoot? I know. I was talking with somebody who worked for the essentially the conservation department, but they were working on lakes and stuff in Pennsylvania, and they were talking about, and they were armed. And they were talking about having to go through a training that was called shoot, don't shoot. And the idea being, if you don't shoot when it's a life-threatening situation, if you hesitate, you can end up dead. If you do shoot when it's not a life-threatening situation, i.e. somebody's reaching for their cell phone or their license, then you're going to be hauled up. But if you're in that situation, realistically, and the choices are being some judiciary action against you. And again, if you look at the recent court cases, the judiciary action against you is a crapshoot. I mean, sometimes it happens, a lot of times it doesn't, as opposed to being dead, which you're going to choose. Right? I mean, one may be uncomfortable, you may lose your pension, but you'll still be alive. The other, you end up dead. So if you've got a police officer in exactly that situation that she's describing of heightened awareness, heightened fear, adrenaline, and a distortion of reality, you can see how this happens. You don't even necessarily have to be a bigot. All you have to do is have what may turn out to be an unrealistic fear, but the only way you can tell the difference between an unrealistic fear and a fear is after the fact, right? You can see it's a very complicated issue. It isn't, I mean, we'd really like to think, well, look, that was a bad decision. But under heightened adrenaline, heightened fear, heightened tension, that by definition, panic, that's what panic is. It's a distortion of reality. Or maybe not. Okay, let's keep going. This is not helping my sense of paranoia. How about the rest of you? Let's keep going.
Donna says, Googling my medical symptoms. Why? Because I'm neurotic.
It's called a medical student's disease. There was actually something was written up of somebody discovering a tumor that was like a tenth of a centimeter or something, which is essentially microscopic. And of course, they're a medical student because as you go through the various organ systems and they describe the pathologies, everybody convinced that they have them. So if you're discovering very small, obscure things, it's because you're paranoid, right? You're being exposed to the threat in a heightened sense of tension and a distortion of reality.
K
medical school disease.
Kim says, smoking pot. I haven't smoked pot in 35 years because of it. If I smoke pot, I would be hiding from police in my basement and weigh 300 pounds from pizza consumption.
Or living in Colorado. But the good news is that when they say that you're spending about $650 a year, which is what, a buck and a half a day? Yeah, a little about $1.70 a day. But what we found out from the news this week is that if you're living in a state that's legalized medical marijuana, that prescription drug abuse goes down, Medicare and Medicaid submissions go down. So if nothing else, I mean, and pot does make a lot of people paranoid, but also calms a lot of anxieties, but it does give you the munchies.
Nina says, my son is a drug addict. I'm always paranoid that he's using again. He has not used in years.
You should talk with him about that. You really should, because it's a legitimate thing to say to him, tell me what I can do to trust you. And it's not that you should feel guilty about distrusting him, because he taught you over a long period of time to distrust him. He said he wasn't using, he either lied about it or he said he was going to give it up or whatever. So talk with him about that. It may be a really important discussion for both of you to have, because it's very hard to be in a situation where you don't trust somebody. It's a barrier to intimacy. It's a barrier to any kind of comfort or serenity. So talk with him about it. And you don't have to say, look, I think you're using again. What you can say is, tell me how you trust yourself so I can trust you as well. Okay?
And then the last one here from Barbara. I think everyone isn't telling the truth for their own selfish gains. And I'm probably correct at least 75% of the time.
Well, there you go. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.